With Montana news, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana Democrats rallied in Helena Saturday night around their candidates for 6 statewide offices. Party Executive Director Nancy Keenan fired up the crowd and set the tone for this year's campaign.
We have to act. We have to knock doors, we have to pound yard signs, we have to write that check, we have to make those phone calls, and we have to get out the vote. Let's go win, on to victory.
The night was dominated by women's voices, from party leader Keenan to keynote speaker Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin to the Democrats' candidates for 3 of the 6 offices, Melissa Romano, Monica Lindeen, and Denise Juneau.
All the Indians in the house!
Juneau is running to become the first Native American woman ever elected to Congress. She faces a tough challenge against the well-funded Republican incumbent Ryan Zinke for Montana's only seat in the House.
Growing up in Browning on the Blackfeet Reservation, I would have never believed it possible to launch a campaign for Congress. But that's what's great about our state. That's what's great about our country. It's anything is possible with hard work and lots of support. It is possible to go from Head Start to Harvard. It is possible to go from a small rural reservation town to Congress.
Secretary of State candidate Monica Lindeen also emphasized her small town roots. She's running against Republican Corey Stapleton. Lindeen said that growing up in Huntley with a truck-driving father and waitressing mother, family discussions were more about making a living than politics. She said she only realized that she was a Democrat after casting her first ever vote for Ronald Reagan in 1980.
I figured out the Democrats were the ones supporting union labor. That's right. Union labor that's been putting food on my family's table, clothes on my back, and giving us health care. That's right. I was born, raised, and have lived in a union house my entire life, and I'm proud to say so.
Lindeen and Juneau have both won their statewide offices twice, serving as commissioners of securities and insurance and public instruction, respectively. That's unlike the third woman running as a Democrat for a top-of-the-ticket race. That's Melissa Romano, who's never campaigned for political office. Romano is a Helena Elementary School teacher seeking to replace Denise Juneau as Montana's top education official. Her speech was shorter and had a less confident tone than the other women candidates and never mentioned her Republican opponent, Elise Arntzen, by name.
I will fight against all unfair discriminatory schemes like public funding for private or religious schools that take our public tax dollars away from the very children who need it the most.
Jesse Lazlevich has run 4 successful campaigns for state legislature and lost a bid to become attorney general in 2012. He's running to become the state's securities and insurance commissioner. Throughout the night, speakers praised their party's role in expanding health care nationwide and in Montana, but Lazlevich says much work remains to be done to make health care more affordable.
Our health insurance premiums continue to skyrocket. And while it's important to continue to hold health insurance companies accountable, we've got to start talking about cost.
Lazlevich faces a well-funded opponent in Republican Matt Rosendale, who currently serves as state Senate Majority Leader. At the top of the ticket, of course, is incumbent Governor Steve Bullock, who worked hard to energize the crowd of more than 1,000 Democrats at the Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds. He hammered traditional party applause lines, like praising unions and standing up for Native American rights, as well as more recent themes, like defending same-sex marriage. Bullock said it's crucial that Democrats keep his Republican challenger, Greg Gianforte, out of the governor's office.
With the power of a pen, I have the solemn responsibility of being the goalie for Montana, stopping a whole bunch of bad ideas from becoming law. No governor in the history of our state has more vetoes than I do. I don't want to run out of ink, though.
Last-minute candidate Larry Gent announced he'd compete against incumbent Attorney General Tim Fox just hours before the campaign filing deadline, and just 4 days before Saturday's party rally. The attorney, who previously served 13 years in the state legislature, was warmly received by the crowd and displayed practiced public speaking skills.
We believe that there's a role for government in the lives of people for the things that we cannot do for ourselves, but we must do collectively. That's in marked contrast to that other bunch. Never in the history of the civilized world has any political party or group anywhere sought to run the government by seeking to put it out of existence. They have given aid and comfort to the most scornful people in our midst, and it's time for them to go.
The Democrats Saturday night made sure to paint their Republican opponents with the broad brush of criticism that's being wielded against Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Montana Republicans are sure to try to exploit the current anti-establishment sentiment among voters to argue against keeping Democrats in four of the state's top six statewide offices. I'm Eric Whitney.